So last week we heard about an explosion in St. Bernard Parish at the Chalmette Refinery, and here to talk to us about that happenstance and the response, the same as the St. Bernard Parish President, Louis Pomez. Louis, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Lou.
Thank you, sir, for joining us. You know, that kind of always rocks everybody's world when you hear an explosion. You start wondering what's going on. It seems as though the response was incredible. And fortunately, you know, we haven't heard of anything disastrous. Tell us about what we know today as opposed to late last week.
Well, I don't know a whole lot more than what I found out late last Friday. They're still doing the investigation right now. Made several calls this morning to find out how far they was with the investigation. Didn't get any feedback exactly yet on the information we're looking for. But I can say that they are definitely working on investigation right now.
So we don't know the source of the issue, but what we do know is the ability of a lot of the agencies under you and others and their response to this. Talk to us about that.
Well, you know, the refinery itself on the emergency response team, the refinery has about 140 employees that work under the emergency response team with the fire protection and all in the plants. And in St. Bernard Parish government alone, you know, we have about 117 firefighters in St. Bernard that, you know, they work with these guys on a regular basis on training with our local sheriff department working together with them. So when it comes down to emergency response in St. Bernard Parish, they really build a good team together for that. A lot of training goes into that.
Yeah, and the Chalmette Refinery has been there for years, obviously, and these longstanding relationships that y'all have matter, right?
Oh, absolutely. And they've been really, really great. I mean, we meet monthly. We go through meetings monthly. It's it really good teamwork together with the refineries, with all of our refineries in St. Bernard Parish.
There were not any initial warnings issued to the population at large on Friday, and it doesn't, I guess it's safe to say that you don't have access to any information to say that anything should have been treated differently as it relates to the release into the air.
Yeah. Now, my biggest concern is when it first happened was to make sure that the refineries, which I already know they was going to have this, but we wanted the air quality monitors throughout the parish, you know, after this, when this event took place. And I'm going to tell you, when it took place, it was so fast with the response that we got from everyone. It was unreal. And hey, President Pomaz, we just let you know all the air monitors are out. We have them being monitored. There's so many things that they was going through. And once again, I don't have all the information about the sirens. You know, that people are questioning, why didn't the sirens go off? I have no idea why the sirens didn't go off. So people are asking, what about y'all sirens? Why didn't the parish government sirens go up? Our sirens are for hurricanes and tornadoes and not for the refineries.
Right. And I guess that's going to be part of the investigation. I was going to ask you about the sirens. I would assume that they're going to be looking into that as well as to why they were not triggered.
Yeah, that's correct. And we're going to get some information back on that as well.
Yeah. Louis, I know if you don't mind me pivoting real quick, hurricane season looms right out in front of us. And I know that St. Bernard is always going through their preparation list. I guess you have already started that process as we approach already almost the end of the second week of May. And here we go in probably 2 to 3 weeks. We're in hurricane season.
Yeah, that's correct. But we don't wait till hurricane season comes around. You know, I've been in field operation for over 4 decades. And I'm going to tell you, we stay on it all year long. We got 140 miles of drainage canals in St. Bernard Parish. And, you know, a couple of years ago, we inherited and took over 8 of the managed drainage pump stations from the Southeast Flood Authority. And today, I mean, we are 100% in pump capacity throughout our parish. In the last two plus years, I put over $30 million in drainage. So it's a big plus to St. Bernard Parish right now. I think we're sitting really good for heavy rains, and we do have a lot of good hurricane protection systems around us. So I think we're pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously there's a y'all have had a lot of construction relative to the marsh improvement and things of that nature with the CPRA, some of which was just announced here recently, I guess about 6-8 months ago, that there are some projects that were completed, right?
Yes, we did. We actually did a ribbon cutting Friday. I was at a ribbon cutting for a lot of the marsh projects that we're doing with CPRA and that. And Friday, that's where I was coming from when the explosion happened. We talked about a little over $300 million of projects that's going to be funded right here in St. Bernard Parish. And then there's another $335 million project that's coming for the Barry Islands.
And the Barry Islands, I know that's been a source of concern for most everybody for a long time, right?
That's correct. Yeah, for many years.
Because we understand the delicate balance that they play, especially as it relates to knocking down some of the tidal surge as it approaches our coastline.
That is correct, 100% correct. It's kind of like a speed bump in a subdivision. It'll slow them down.
Lewis, final thoughts?
No, not really. I think so far everything's fine. I want to thank you all so much for inviting us in on the show today. And as I get more information on the explosion, I'd be more than glad to share it with you all.
Thank you, sir. Lewis Pomez, Parish President, St. Bernard Parish. Have a great week. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. When we come back after the break, we'll visit with Lowry Cruz, founder and CEO of the 18th Ward. Stay with us, folks.